motor and boat with a bunch of fancy gear, crepes, eggs, you know, and lures. Every style
type. Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have Michael Briggs on the line with us that's co-hosting today. And we're going to be talking to, again, people from all over the place. Last week was very interesting, but we've got we're going to have Brian Hatch coming on the line. And why don't we just go ahead and start with Brian. Hey, thank you for joining us today, Brian.
No problem.
And give us an idea, first of all, about you and your company. I was in West Marine the other day and saw, you know, a nice display of your products, and I've been looking and talking to people, and there's actually a friend of mine that's back in Arizona. I called him yesterday because he likes to hunt, and I go, what do you think about that bag for hunting? He goes, ah, it's perfect. He said it seems to be more durable, and if you're actually out in the field or spending the night someplace, you don't want to be lugging around a 48 quart hard-sided cooler. Even if it has wheels, it wouldn't do you any good in the dirt anyway. And he seems to think they're more durable than those. But a couple of other ideas. So let's hear about the product first, and then figure out some ways we can be using it.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on again. This is, like I said, Brian with AO Coolers. We were kind of the innovators of making the high-quality soft cooler. We've been in business now for 26 years. Started making the coolers for the industry, the fish industry, the meat industry. Salesmen would take their samples in our coolers and have to keep the ice cold, the meat cold, all day long and everything. So they'd use our coolers instead of using the inexpensive ones. And then customers started finding them, and regular people started looking at them and saying, hey, we needed an industrial cooler out there. So there was a need for it, so we started selling to the consumers and everything, and been going strong for 26 years. You know, so we put a lot more insulation in it than the other soft coolers. We have a new TPU liner inside, so it doesn't leak or sweat or anything like that. So it's just a real industrial strong cooler that can be used for regular people going to the beach or mm-hmm. fishing, or like you said, hunting. And what we do a lot with the hunters now, we have a mossy oak cooler. I'm sure some people are familiar with the mossy oak design.
Oh, mossy oak. Okay, mm-hmm. That's yep. Like a camouflage.
Yep, the camouflage, mossy oak design. So we're a licensed holder of that design. So we have a cooler in all different sizes that has the mossy oak design on there, which the hunters like. But a lot of our customers or outfits, actually, we have a couple outfits in Canada and stuff, and they tell their customers to, you know, buy our coolers, and what they do is they usually buy two of the big 48 packs. They put one inside the other, and then either take that onto the plane with them to their hunt, or they just ship it out there. So they're not costing as much to do it. And then when they go out and get whatever game that they want or anything, in the 48 pack, it'll hold 70 pounds of meat.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring back, you know, 140 pounds of meat without having to pay the expense of shipping out two big hard coolers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it works real well in that situation. And like I said, they put the meat in there, they fast freeze it, and we clip it down and everything, and you don't have to put anything else in it. You just send it back to where you're going, and that meat will stay frozen
yeah.
24 hours, no
well,
problem.
In July, when I was up in Ketchikan, Mike was nice enough to give me some of the stuff out of his freezer. And I'll tell you what, don't ever fly Delta Airlines. I'm telling this to everybody. And I'm going to keep telling this to everybody because, you know, they just, you know, what should have been an easy flight took 12, 14 hours. Then you got to get it home and put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And everything in that was, it was not only was it was frozen hard.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no additional, you know, ice or dry ice or anything put in it. They do work.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been doing it for years, like I said, and we've been together now with Mossy Oak for about 3 or 4 years now. It's been, you know, hunters have just liked it. They need something that, you know, they want the camouflage look, but they want to have the quality of it. And there's not many.
Well, a couple of things I'd like to mention. We're getting into the hunting season, and a friend of mine that's just moved back to Arizona likes to hunt, and he's got one of your coolers. because I gave it to him because you gave one to me, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how would this work for hunting? And he goes, oh, that'd be great, especially in Arizona. And if you're out hunting pheasant or quail or, bird hunting, instead of throwing it in the, the little sack on the back of your hunting jacket and walking around for 3 or 4 hours in 100-degree weather, first of all, you've got a backpack that you have available now.
Yes.
And you just use that and throw the birds in there, and they start cooling immediately, so where they're not subjected to hours of hot weather before you get them back and dress them and breast them or whatever you're going to do, and then chill them down. So that affects the quality.
Yeah, and I went on a hunt a couple of years ago in Texas for turkey,
mm-hmm.
and just being out in the hot sun and stuff, just to have either a backpack cooler or one of our smaller 12-pack coolers, just to keep you hydrated.
Yeah.
Because when you're out there hunting and stuff like that, and it gets hot, and you're in that camouflage, it gets hot. So to have some drinks out there to keep you hydrated and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
Is the perfect. But the backpack cooler, like you said, is great. Because you can pack your whole lunch and everything in there, put it on you, and those long hikes trying to get that hunting stuff
yeah.
like that, you have the food.
Well, and there's two different insulated compartments on it, too.
Yeah. Yep. And we have dry pouches also, so people can put their binoculars in there, they can put their cell phone in there, their different knives and stuff like that in the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different pockets on there, so you can basically have one bag and your gun and stuff
yeah.
and be ready to go, or put your shells in there also.
Well, you sent me one. I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
But if you buy a quality backpack, you're going to pay how much, Mike? 50, 60, 70 bucks?
Oh, yeah.
And what is your AO cooler backpack run?
Our backpack is $79.95.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've really tried to keep the price reasonable to give you a high-quality product at a reasonable price.
Well, speaking of price, one of the coolers that you sent me, I gave it to somebody that I know that's an ice cream manufacturer, and he's pretty famous on the West Coast. We'll give him a plug. It's called McConnell's Ice Cream. Been around for 50-some years. But when they deliver to some of the smaller outlets, they use a cooler, similar bag to yours. And I'm not going to mention the name, but Yeti coolers similar to yours. Oh, shoot, I did it anyway. Anyway, similar to yours, they're $300. Yeah, how much is your, what did you call it, the 54 quart or 48 quart?
Yeah, our 24 quart, which is comparable to theirs and stuff,
yeah.
It ranges from $59 up to $89 for the
mm-hmm.
carbon one.
And you know what the Yeti sells for?
Oh, I know.
$300.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm not saying that they're they're ripping you off. They're a good quality cooler. There's
mm-hmm.
no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very durable. But if you use them a lot, this friend of mine, the ice cream guy, he was saying it upsets him because the people in the field, they don't take that good of care of them. And when you come to replace them, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yep. It is. Like I said, we've been doing this for years, so we know how to make a soft cooler
mm-hmm.
And everything. We have a video on YouTube going up. Some competitors, like you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and our ice stayed the same as theirs after 24 hours. So
yeah.
It's all preference on what you want and what you need and everything like that. But we've been doing this for a long time.
Well, I think I mentioned that I was in West Marine. Where else can you get those?
We're also in Four Wheel Parts.
Oh, really?
Yep, we're in Four Wheel Parts out here in California. A lot of small boat stores. We're in Academy Sports, and also we're doing a trial run with Home Depot. So you can go into Home Depot's out here in California and in Arizona
mm-hmm.
and pick up one of our 12-pack coolers.
And if you don't find what you want there, you can find whatever you want online.
Yeah, if you just go to aocoolers.com, we have everything. We'll be actually going to the Sand Sports Show next weekend
okay.
In Costa Mesa.
Well, remember that. It's actually started out of American Outdoors, so aocoolers.com.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us. And,
no problem.
When you buy equipment that's, no matter the cost, if it does what it's supposed to do, it's worth every penny of it.
Yep, that's what we're trying to do.
All right, thank you, Brian.
No problem.
If you are still using a plastic hard shell cooler, things have changed for the better. AO coolers are lighter with twice the efficiency of the traditional bulky coolers. AO coolers are the best available soft-sided cooler with 3/4-inch high-density closed-cell foam insulation. They will keep ice frozen for 24 hours in hot weather. Easy to carry, less space, it fits product inside for better performance. Go to AOCoolers.com to order or find a retailer. Available at West Marine.
For your outdoor adventure in the West, CalParksCO.com is required. CalParks has 24 prime locations for camping, fishing, or boating. Shasta Trinity Recreation Area is breathtakingly beautiful with all amenities, offering the best camping in California. California's largest reservoir, Diamond Valley, is just 90 miles from Los Angeles or San Diego, designed for an incredible fishery. At Silver Falls Lodge in Oregon, no need to rough it. Stunning beauty and first-class accommodations. Whatever your desire, CalParksCO.com has it.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
The road stretches for miles in front of you, and with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first-ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
If your feet are happy, you are happy. Soft Science Supreme Comfort outdoor footwear will give you happy feet. Durable, lightweight, and supportive, Soft Science footwear is designed for boating, fishing, or everyday comfort and performance. With history of highest quality, you will be proud to own this revolutionary footwear. SoftScience.com has many types and styles you need to check out. Invest in quality footwear, and you will be happy for many years. Find out why at SoftScience.com.
Dry fly, wet fly, anybody's guess. Got a knot in my leader and my line's all a mess.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have Michael Briggs co-hosting with us today. And on the line with us is Clay Norris, Marketing Manager for Berkley Fishing Line. So, if there's anything you want to know about Fishing Line, hopefully we're going to ask the right questions and you're going to get the answers you're looking for. Now, you know, Fishing Line, you know, you've got basically angling. Hey, Michael, do you know why they call fishing or angling?
You know, I actually do know that, and it's not, it's kind of slipped my mind right now, but.
Clay, let me ask you the same question. Where did the term angling come
from? No, I've always wondered about that. Tell us.
Well, I'm not sure it's correct, but my understanding is that you got a fishing rod, and not a pole, of course, because they come from Poland. But a fishing rod, and then you've got a line that goes from the rod to the hook. And from the rod down, there's an angle.
Ah.
And that's angling.
I can see that. With people just watching it from the shore or whatever,
yeah.
I'm sure that
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what they thought.
Well, that's what I've been told, so what do I know? But it sounds as good as anything else.
Exactly.
But when you are fishing, you do have a rod, line, and some sort of a hook at the end. And, you know, probably the most important part of it is probably the line and maybe the hook. But when it comes to the line, things have changed a lot just in the last few years. I know that when the Kevlar first came out, I was excited about it. And I got some at a local tackle store who is, you know, not. And this guy that owned the store, I mean, he was an expert. So he wound the line for me. And I took it up fishing up in Ketchikan, Alaska with Mike. And I hooked into a big fish. I still don't know exactly what it was, but I suspect it was, you know, probably like a 25, 30-pound salmon because of what we were fishing and where the water depth and such was. And so it took off, and I had about, oh, I don't know, about maybe 50, 100 yards of mono with the backup was the microfiber. And I go, boy, I'm sure glad I got that on there. Well, the fish took it and took off running. And when it got to the end of the mono, the backup, the microfiber, had dug into itself from the pressure.
Yep.
And it locked up tight. And I go, oh, shit. I said, oh, shoot. Sorry. And so anyway, I was able to retrieve some of the line, put it back on the reel, and we did that 3 or 4 times. And I thought maybe I had a shot, but I just didn't have enough line, you know, to bring in that fish because it had dug in. And when it digs in, there's nothing you can do to get it loose. I was trying to do it while there's a fish on, and that was unsuccessful. Anyway, he took off again running, and, you know, ping, you know, adios. But things have changed a lot since then.
They have. And, you know, that Kevlar line you mentioned is real old school. Nobody uses Kevlar anymore to speak of. The microfiber, as you put it, that is the most used now is called gel spun polyethylene. And it comes in a couple of different brands. One is Spectra. And the other is Dyneema, and we at Berkeley choose to use Dyneema because it's a little bit stronger than Spectra, and they were the ones that invented the fiber years ago and then licensed it to the company that made Spectra. So, and it's really only been 20 years. I've been at Berkeley nearly 20 years. It'll be that in February.
Well, that's when it first started, but it hasn't really become popular up until about the last 10 years, right?
Yeah, well, it really depends on what market you're talking about. It was, you know, I'm actually in California right now, as I mentioned to you, John. I'm down in Oceanside as we speak now, and it was some California companies that kind of pioneered it, and the one that really blew it up nationwide with the budgets they had and so forth was Spiderwire, and you know, sister company of ours, and Spiderwire ended up, you know, spending a lot of money to make it public all over the country. And then the Berkeley company that I, you know, represent got right into the business right away with old Gorilla Braid and then Fireline, which we've sold all that time, and, you know, and a lot of other products. And the one that you and I have talked about the most recently for the saltwater market particularly is this Pro Spec Braid.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah, and it's really
the thing about that line, it's almost like mono. I mean, it's round, and it's you know, it's just probably a tenth of the diameter, but it acts just almost like mono, and just a whole different thing. You don't have to worry about it stacking.
Yep, it needs, you know, to really make it happen. It's excellent to get it professionally wound. And doing my little tour down here, I mean, there's several dealers here in and I know it's a nationwide show, but in the Southern California area, for example, there are several dealers, you know, such as the Longfin in Orange and Angler's Choice down in San Diego and Pacific Bait and Tackle in Oceanside, and I hear Fishman's Hardware in L.A. All of those are places where you can go, and they have Prospect Grade, and they'll put it on there nice and tight for you the first time, help you with anything you need. And once you do that, John, like you said, it's really excellent stuff.
Well, I you know, you mentioned what you really have to do is keep it tight. So, you know, you don't just wind it on like you'd spool on mono. So it's got to be put on real tight. Now, would you recommend maybe when you're on the boat, you let it out and then put a drag on it and pull it in? Or, you know, you just got to let it go through a... put a little bit of pressure on it as you reel it in, reel it on the spool?
Well, I think once it's on, you know, I don't, because of where I live, to be candid with you, I don't have it. I mean, I was hoping on this trip to get a little bit of experience, but it didn't work out. But, you know, we don't obviously don't have to worry about it being on so tight when you're catching walleye at largemouth bass on the stuff. but you know, the type of fish that are sought after, the billfish and so forth, and tuna, you've got to have it packed well. But once you do, really don't have to worry about it anymore, because you know, I think the drag tension and stuff like that, when you've got it proper, restacks it just fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, do you have any questions about not only the line that he just mentioned, but any fishing line, and about different types for different uses?
You know, not really. I think one thing that, you know, me in particular, but fishermen in general, I think kind of take for granted to some degree, you know. Up here a lot, you know, people just kind of, I think it's funny, but every fisherman around here kind of passes on what they use, and everybody else seems to use it, and you get, you know, people who, like I've said before, people around Ketchikan all like to troll for salmon. People on the other side of Prince of Wales Island all like to mooch for salmon. And neither side does what the other one does. So it's kind of like that with fishing line around here. Everybody kind of uses the same stuff that their neighbor is using, as opposed to kind of going out on a limb and doing something different.
And it's been fascinating to me, Mike, too, just this tour, this, you know, quick couple-day visit that I've had down here. I've been asking both about the saltwater market and about the trout market, for example. And I didn't realize until this trip, we work really hard at Trilene, for example, in our Trilene brand, to engineer lines that are very flexible and very strong. And usually people value sensitivity in it, with enough shock strength to, you know, make sure you don't break off. Well, a lot of these trout techniques, they want a more stretchy line. So, I mean, even, and that's only out here, because then you go back to the East Coast trout market and, you know, lines just as we make them are perfect. And like you said, one side of, like there in Alaska, one side of Florida is extremely different than the other side of Florida. They're catching the same fish, but you would think they're in two different planets by the way that they go after.
It's true, and we get that a lot up here as well. Like I said, you know, the other side of Prince of Wales Island is only about 45 miles away, and yet the type of the way they fish over there is completely different than the way we fish over on this side. So, you know, I think a lot of it gets passed down, you know, from father to son and from friend to friend, and it worked for them one day, and it's. That's what they're going to do, ding it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the phenomena where one boat will start catching fish and the other boat will come by and it looks like they're catching fish, so they'll come up there. Then you got three. And by the time you got three, boats from miles away say, hey, there's three boats over there. There must be fish over there.
Exactly. You should see what happens in our area when our main guy, Mark Sexton, that does a lot of the field testing, wherever he goes with the Berkeley boat, it's like an armada.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's people ask me all the time, you know, they ask questions. Normal consumers, you know, general consumers will ask question, what's the best fishing line? And I have to say things
Clay,
like saying what's the best house.
There
right?
you go. Well, Clay, I've got a question for you because we've only got about a minute left. You're working on a new line that you're telling me about that I'm excited about. It's not quite on the market yet, but I'm sure you're going to send it to me as soon as you get some in. And tell us about that.
Well, I can't say much right now because I know a lot of the competitors, you know, listen into the show. But we are, you know, we're working on several things. I'll just say that we're trying to fill out the ProSpec line of product to, you know, things that we need to complete that series so that we have a good total solution for the saltwater angler. And then we've got some other exciting things that we're working on that have some crossover between freshwater and then.
I don't want to get myself in trouble, but the line you're talking about is revolutionary because there's no knot. So is that fair to say?
It's partially fair to say. Yes.
Okay, all right. I don't want you to get mad at me, so we'll leave it at that. But stay tuned, and as soon as it is, we'll let everybody know. Clay, thank you very much. We hope you enjoy your stay in Southern California, and we're going to get you on as soon as we can. We appreciate that. And thank you, Mike. Listen to Fish Talk Radio at fishtalkradio.com whenever you like.
Drop them down. Let go. Chicken them up.
Time to head back to the barn. You too, Murphy.
For your outdoor adventure in the West, CalParksCO.com is required. CalParks has 24 prime locations for camping, fishing, or boating. Lake Comanche has 54 miles of shoreline and three marinas west of San Francisco, known locally as Monster Lake because of the big fish in abundance. Lake Hemet is surrounded by the majestic beauty of tall pines and giant oaks in the mountains of Southern California, a majestic vacation spot. CalParks Company is your prime location for outdoor adventures in the West.
If your feet are happy, you are happy. Soft Science Supreme Comfort outdoor footwear will give you happy feet. Durable, lightweight, and supportive, Soft Science footwear is designed for boating, fishing, or everyday comfort and performance. With history of highest quality, you will be proud to own this revolutionary footwear. SoftScience.com has many types and styles you need to check out. Invest in quality footwear, and you will be happy for many years. Find out why at SoftScience.com.
The road stretches for miles in front of you. And with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first-ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24-7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
You can lie, I'll get a pole, baby. You can lie, I'll get a pole, baby. You can lie,
hey, all right, it's Michael Briggs with you on Fish Talk Radio. John had to take off for just a minute here. He'll be right back with us. But in the meantime, we've got Eddie on the line from Las Palmas de Cortez down in Los Barriles, Mexico. Eddie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? How you been?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, good. You know, we're just drying out from the little storm that we had come through, and we're getting back down to fishing and great in the East Cape, so we're excited.
Yeah, I heard there was was it a hurricane or was it just like a tropical storm that came through?
It was a little hurricane, you know. It hit right around Cabo and then
Hit
its way up.
So
it was moving really quickly, so it kind of just booked on through. And, a little rain, a little wind, but nothing major. We were actually fishing the very next day. So
it's kind of interesting because one of the first times I went down to La Paz, we went through a major hurricane. And everybody said it was the best trip they ever had because, you missed a day fishing, but it was very interesting. But,
you get a lot of debris in the water, and then you get a lot of Dorado that like to hang out underneath the debris. So fishing can be really, really good after a storm.
Okay. Now, Eddie, what I'd like to do today, which is something different than we normally do, is, East Cape is legendary. And the Bay of the Palms, which at one time was pretty much owned by the owners of the Palmas de Cortez, is about 5 miles long of flat sandy beach?
Absolutely.
Well, the fishing down there is incredible. You walk out, have breakfast, walk out on the pier, get in a boat, and go. But there's more to it than that. And actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring Jimmy in from Can Do Rentals. Let Jimmy, can you tell us who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure. This is Jimmy from Los Barriles. We have the ATV rentals. We have these different type of equipment, you know, single rider, two-up ATVs. We have all kinds of ATVs. Easy to ride, many places you can look. We have from waterfalls up to, you know, you can ride along the beach, do fishing
waterfalls.
On the shore,
okay.
Do snorkeling. Definitely, like, the way to get around the East Cape area.
Right. Well, what I wanted to do today, Eddie, is, you know, we normally talk about fishing. And we're going to bring that up, of course.
Sure.
But we'd like to talk about some of the things that you want to go to your resort for in addition to fishing.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you know, like Jimmy was saying, you know, Jimmy is from Kandu. He's one of the companies that, you know, we are tied in with, and we exclusively work with them when we're down in the East Cape. And they'll bring their motors, any kind of ATV vehicle, right to the hotel, which is a great service. And like Jimmy mentioned, we actually have waterfalls up in the Sierras that you can actually take tours up to. In Santiago, they have hot springs and waterfalls. So there's a lot of things that people, you know, you think you're in the desert, which you are in the desert, but there's some, you know, things that are out there that you would never believe are out there.
I didn't.
It's a good idea to take a day and go out and explore these things.
I never heard about going up to the waterfall. Now, when you say Sierra, is that Sierra Madres?
Yeah, you know, the mountain, but we're not even that far. You know, we have a lot of running water, especially now that we just got some storms.
Water,
the waterfalls have got to be running really, really good right now. I haven't been up there recently, but I know that usually after a storm, we have huge waterfalls. And then you have the hot springs up there, and the great place to take a dip in the water. And it's really something that you really need to do. You know, a lot of people come down and they fish, you know, 2 or 3 days, but try to plan an extra day and try to do some of these extra activities, whether it be, you know, diving or whether it be, you know, zip lining or whether it be renting an ATV and going out and exploring. Because there's a lot to explore out there that people have no idea about, and it's a really, really neat thing to do.
Eddie, I've been going down there for, I know you've been a sponsor for at least 10 years. I've been going down there longer than that.
Sure.
And I didn't even know about it.
Yeah. You know, you definitely got to go and talk to Jimmy. Jimmy can, you know, he'll give you a guide to take you up there. When you come down in November, you know, we'll get in touch with Jimmy and we'll send you out there so you can get some pictures, put them on your website.
Yeah.
So people can see all the different things that are out there.
Now, how far is that from the beach?
You know what? Jimmy can probably tell you a little bit better because he's done it a lot more
Jimmy,
than I have.
Jimmy, so you can rent one of your, and you have, you know, single, you can have single, double, or quad, or you can put four people in one if you want to, can't you?
Yeah, we have from single rider ATV up to two-up ATV. We have four-seaters, and we have two-seaters side-by-side. The closest waterfall we have is only 5 miles up the Wash.
Oh.
So it's 5 miles from the town, so you get up there in about 25 minutes, you know.
Wow.
It's pretty close.
And then, now, riding on the beach, there's, we had on last week, we had a friend of mine, Jason, that is an avid fly angler. And he was down a few years ago, and he rented one of your RVs, and he still talks about that. But he gets on the ATV, and he'll just kind of cruise up and down the beach. Of course, he knows what he's looking for. So if he sees,
you know what's nice about that, John, is that, you know, most of the stuff that Jimmy has rod holders, and you can get the rods, and you go down and you put them on the rod holders. You cruise down the beach. When you see bait busting, you jump off, you start casting, and you can surf fish all day long up and down the coast. You know, I usually walk my dogs in the morning, and I see all these ATV guys with flies or conventional gear, and they're hitting roosters and jacks and all kinds of species, and just a really, really fun day.
Mm-hmm.
Inexpensive, you know, you take an ice chest with you, take some drinks, your lunch. And you can have a really, really fun day on the beach. Just, you know, go up and see Jimmy and rent one of the ATVs, and you can just go do that. And then take off and head for the waterfalls.
Well, we don't want to discuss pricing on the air because you're going to talk to Jimmy about that. But I can tell you that you can spend four people on a cruiser and have a great day, or for basically the same price per person, you can rent an ATV all day and cruise up and down the beach for 3 or 4 hours, go up to the waterfalls, or, you know, take it into town to, you know, to have a, you know, a little special lunch or dinner or something. And it's just, I'm anxious.
But, yeah, absolutely. And it's really simple. All you got to do is go to the front desk at Palmas de Cortez or Playa del Sol and say, hey, I want to rent an ATV. We work exclusively with Jimmy and Can Do. They'll call Jimmy. He'll bring the motorcycles over. and you can take off right from the lobby.
Yeah. No, that sounds like
that sounds great. Like fun.
Fantastic, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
So you get the best of all of it, because just riding an ATV is a lot of fun, and you get to go fishing too. And the other thing is, if you are a fly angler, the best way to do it, and because of the amount of fish that are inshore, you know, like you mentioned, the roosters, the sierras, and who knows, when you throw your line in the water to see a Cortez, you don't know what's going to take it.
But, absolutely. You know what? And for fly fishermen, too, you know, Mike Reeser from Baja Fly Fishing down is down there full time, and he works with Jimmy as well. And if you want to hire a guy to kind of take a learning curve down, if it's your first time down there, and you want to learn how, you know, what the best spots are, because Mike does it all the time. And then for a fee, Mike will go along with you. He's got his own ATV. He'll get you a deal with Jimmy, and you guys go together and you go looking for, you know, roosters and all kinds of other species down the beach. And Mike knows all the hot spots. So if you are a fly fisherman or conventional, you know, if you want to take that extra step and hire a guide, it's well worth it.
Hey, Jimmy, by the way, we're talking about guides. If somebody, you get a group of one or three or four or five or six people that want to ride their ATV and they want to go someplace and they've never been there before, can you have a guide for them?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We normally, to people that have never been around here, we have a guide available. You know, we can take it up to Plantation up in San Bartolo. They can guide you up to the first wash, but we also bring a map, and I mean, we can show you how to get around. It's not that hard to get around, but uh-huh. We do have guides for special tours. You know, if you guys want to go over a little farther, and we have a few different options on tours.
Well, how
guide
far
or without guide?
How far can you go on one of those? I mean, can you go all the way up to was it Punta Pescadero?
Well, we've been going all the way down to Cabo Pulmo for, like, snorkeling.
Oh, yeah.
Lighthouse in a day.
Well, you can't take the beach all the way down there. Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. Cabo Pulmo, by the way, if people don't know, it's a natural preserve. I think it's the only live coral reef in Northern Hemisphere or something like that. But
That's correct.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's off limits to fishing, but snorkeling and swimming, and of course, right outside of the no fish area is probably a good place to go. But if you want to go down, there, and you know, once you're down there, and you can get the equipment, and you know, go down there and get in the water, and see all these, you know, spectacular tropical fish.
You know, one of my favorite things to do on the ATVs, John, when I first started going down there about 20 years ago, we used to grab ATVs and go hotel hopping, and we would go from Playa del we start at Martin Verdugo's, which is at the north end, and we'd stop and get a beer. Then we go to Playa del Sol, grab a beer, go to Palmas, check out their bar, have a beer, go to Buena Vista and stop at their hotel, have a beer, and then you can work your way all the way down. Well, it used to be, you know, when Punta Colorado was open, we used to end there at Punta Colorado. So we would go to all the hotels along the East Cape and stop in and have a beer and then cruise on back. And it's a fun time. You know, you could do a lot of different things on those ATVs.
Yeah, just stay on the sand. Don't get on the pavement.
No, stay on the sand. Absolutely.
Yeah. That way.
I'm down for the beer tour. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. But, now also I'll mention to some people that Palmas de Cortez is a very popular place for family reunions and especially weddings.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a wedding coordinator, Kathy Skaggs, who works down there full time. Her office is right there in the lobby at Palmas de Cortez, and she's got a bunch of exhibition stuff where you can see samples of tablecloths and all kinds of decorations, and she can set up your wedding from A to Z, basically photographer, catering, the whole works. And that's become very, very popular because it's really inexpensive place to do your wedding. It's a fraction of the cost
of going to
Cabo or La Paz,
right.
And you can really do it right.
It's beautiful, and you've got the whole stage down there and the ceremonies with the Sierra Cortez in the background. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's become real popular. And like I said, it's, you know, it's a fraction of the cost, so it's a great place to do it.
Well, I know Jason, we had on last time he went down, he really got excited about the ATVs. I'm looking forward to it this year. We're going to be going November 7th to the 11th, and check in with us if you're interested in going, a very reasonable price, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot of fish, but mainly guarantee a lot of fun. That's why we call it Real Fun Adventures.
Okay. Absolutely.
And, we appreciate you guys hanging on there. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Go to fishtalkradio.com. Listen as much as you want.
Come on, fishing.